Fairfax Media reports that ZTE paid Sir Michael Somare $780,000 to clear the way for a $36 million phone contract. According to the report, he was identified but not charged in a bribery investigation in Singapore. Court documents show that ZTE used a $35 million loan from the Export-Import Bank of China to set up a slush fund for bribes. The money was laundered through an account in the British Virgin Islands, routed back to Singapore, where part of it was paid into Sir Michael's account. Fairfax quotes Thomas Dorman, an American currently serving 5 years and 10 months for his part in the scheme. The money to be paid to the PM of PNG was a form of a gift to him by the ZTE Corporation so that the operations of the contract would be smooth. Fairfax said this story bolsters earlier reporting of institutionalized bribery by ZTE in 18 different countries as part of what it called a drive by China to corrupt and control small nations in the region. Sir Michael Somare disputed the allegations. Fairfax said that an investigation by an anti-corruption squad in PNG stalled when the Clean Sweep Unit was disbanded by Somare's successor, the current Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill. Somare is revered as the father of independence in Papua New Guinea. He served a total of 17 years as prime minister and retired last year after 49 years in politics. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.